Master.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, my, you look handsome this morning.
Thank you. I'd like to ask a favor of you.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Well, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Oh, it does not matter. You never give me a chance to do anything for you.
Oh, well, this is not exactly for me. It's for Roger. He's got a birthday coming up next week, and I want to give him a surprise party.
Oh, I love surprises.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've invited a few of his friends over here, and I'll keep him at the base just as long as possible. Yeah, I don't want him to suspect anything.
What is it you want me to do, Master?
Well, I haven't had any time to plan for the party. I want something different, you know.
Oh, we used to have some wonderful parties in the old days.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. So I was wondering if you could come up with an idea for the party.
Oh, yes. Oh, I remember a party that Nero gave.
Yeah, well, no, I don't want anything quite that extravagant.
Circus.
Dr. Bellows.
Would you mind telling me what that's doing here, Major?
Yes, I suppose it does seem strange.
No, no. Doesn't everyone have a tiger in his living room?
Well, you see, Roger's having a birthday coming up, and I wanted to do something special for him.
Feed him to the tiger?
No, you see, Well, I just wanted to give him a surprise party, something like Well, like Nero used to do, you know.
I not only don't know, I'm sorry I asked. General Peterson wants to see you and Major Healy in the computer room at 11 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And, come alone.
Jeannie, where are you? Now, come on. Jeannie, go.
Would you mind, please?
Thanks. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I think we'd better think of something a little simpler.
Oh, yes, Master. Oh, it must be wonderful to have someone give you a birthday party.
Well, you should know. You must have had hundreds of, well, thousands of them.
Oh, I have never had a birthday party, Master.
You haven't had... Well, then how can that be?
I do not know when my birthday is.
Well, I think that's terrible.
Well, it is a strange feeling not to know when you were born. It usually does not bother me, but when I see someone else is having a birthday, I do wish I knew when mine was.
I tell you what, why don't you celebrate Roger's birthday with him? We'll make that your birthday party.
Oh, no, thank you, Master. It would not be the same thing. I would like to have a birthday of my very own.
Yeah.
Oh, do not worry about it. Forget that I ever mentioned.
No, I'm not going to forget about it. I'm going to find out when your birthday is.
Well, how?
You go home and ask your mother.
Well, it was so long ago, Master. She may have forgotten.
Believe me, mothers always remember birthdays.
Do you really think so?
Yes. I tell you what you do. You go back and find out when your birthday is. You come back here and tell me, and I'll give you the biggest and best birthday party anybody ever saw on Cocoa Beach.
Oh, you're wonderful. wonderful, Master. Oh, I'm so happy. Now I'm going to be just like everybody else.
Yeah, well, maybe. Have a good trip.
Oh, thank you, Master. Oh, goodbye, Master.
Goodbye.
Where's Jeannie?
Jeannie? Oh, she went home to her mother.
Home to her mother? You two quarreled?
No. She went home to find out when her birthday was.
And she doesn't know?
No. No, when she gets back and tells me, I'm going to give her a birthday party she'll never forget. You want to help me?
Okay, you pay for the candles, I'll pay for the party.
Come in.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Kyle, if you gentlemen are ready, General Peterson is waiting.
Would you mind telling me what this is all about, sir?
Not at all. General Peterson wants you to meet Eric.
Eric? You mean this whole room is Eric?
Electronic rapid input computer. This is the fastest computing machine in existence. It can figure out the answer to any question you put to it.
I wonder if he can tell me about that little redhead I have a date for Saturday night.
Don't press your luck, Major Healy. That machine cost $5 million.
I just wanted you both to be aware it's available to help you solve any problems you may run into. Here's the control panel. Here's the manual.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm sure Eric's going to be a great help.
If you need this machine, just let me know. I'll have Captain Reynolds come in and program it for you.
Yes, sir. $5 million. How about that, huh?
Ah, you little devil. Oh, I bet you could tell me about that redhead I have a date with, huh?
You know, Roger, I've been thinking about this. Now, if Eric could give us the ratios on this input chart, we could save about a week's work.
What will they think of next?
Master, I am back.
Oh, hi, Jeannie. Hi, you have a nice trip?
Nice trip, Master.
Did you see your mother?
Yes, Master.
How is she?
Oh, she's fine, thank you.
Did you find out the day you were born?
My mother says I was born in February, Master.
February? You're an Aquarius.
What day in February?
It does not matter, Master. My father says I was born in December. He remembers the icicles hanging from the roof. My sister says it was in June because she remembers picking roses to bring to me. Our next-door neighbor swears it was in October. Oh, it was so long ago, nobody remembers what month it was.
You mean there's no clue at all?
Well, all anyone is sure of is that the planet Neptune was in Scorpio when I was born.
Neptune was in what?
Those are astrological signs.
Weren't there any records kept?
Records?
Yeah, well, usually when a child is born, there's some kind of a record kept. Wasn't there the equivalent of a hall of records?
Of course. I remember now. The Emperor Caligula had everything removed to the courthouse of ancient Rome. Oh, it will be there. Oh, you are brilliant, Master. I will be right back.
You know, I'm generally not too fond of genies, but she's an exception.
Master.
Good evening, Jeannie. Say, I was beginning to worry about you. Did you find the records?
No, Master. The Hall of Records burned down during the Great Fire of 64 when Rome burned.
Oh, while Nero fiddled.
How did you know that?
Well, never mind. Say, Jeannie, I tell you what, why don't we just pick a day and celebrate that as your birthday, huh?
No, Master. I want my own birthday.
Yeah, I know, but when we can't find out what it is, you just have to pick the next best thing.
No, Master, I do not want the next best thing. I want the best thing.
Yeah, I know, but...
My own birthday.
Look, when I just can't get it for you, that's all. It's humanly impossible.
You are my master.
Yeah?
If you cared for me, you would find my birthday.
Yeah, but how?
Oh, you will think of something. Good night, Master.
How do I get myself into these things? How do I get myself into these things? Come in!
Hi.
Oh, hi, Tony. What brings you here?
I need your help.
Oh, my help? Was anything wrong?
Yeah, Jeannie couldn't find the records on her birthday.
Oh, that's too bad, Tony.
She expects me to find out when her birthday was. That was 2,000 years ago.
Well, you came to the right man for advice.
You mean you know what to do?
Of course I do.
What?
Lie to her. Just pick a day out of a hat, and she'll never know the difference.
I couldn't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, it wouldn't be right.
Well, if your conscience bothers you, just tell her you picked a day out of a hat.
I already did. I gave her your birthday.
What did she say?
Well, she wants her own birthday. Now, come on, help me, will you?
Help you pick out a date that happened 2,000 years ago? Who do you think I am, Eric?
That's it.
What's it, I'm Eric?
No, Eric's going to help me solve the problem.
What are you talking about? I mean, Eric only operates if you feed it information, and we don't have any.
Sure we do. Sure we do. We know that Neptune was in Scorpio? Was in Scorpio the day she was born.
What kind of clue is that?
Well, it's the only one we've got.
Neptune's been in Scorpio millions of times. Well, once, maybe.
All right, but we know she was born about 2,000 years ago. That narrows it down.
Yeah, and if General Peterson catches us fooling around with that machine, he's going to narrow us down.
Well, it's the only way we're going to find that date. Are you with me?
Okay, I'm with you. Boy. Well, I guess we sink together.
This is wax.
I know they're all wax.
Good morning, Raj.
I'm afraid you're going to have to sink without me.
What do you mean?
Can I come in?
Well, sure. Come on in.
Boy, I couldn't sleep at all last night. I hate to tell you this, but I can't go through with this.
You can't go through with what?
Eric! Well, if we get caught fooling around that thing, we're going to get wiped out. Believe me, Jeannie will forget about her birthday.
No, well, I'm not so sure about that.
Look, I know women better than you do. It's life and death today will be forgotten tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right.
What are you doing?
Oh, forgive me, Master, but whenever I get unhappy, my powers weaken.
Yeah, well, that vase cost a lot of money. I paid a lot of money for that.
Oh, do not worry, Master. I will get you another one.
What is that?
It's a Christmas present for Dr. Bellows.
Oh, forgive me, Master.
Oh, boy.
Oh, if you could only find out when my birthday is.
Hey, well, I'm afraid it happened a long time ago, Jeannie.
We ran into a little trouble. What are you doing?
Doing?
I don't want to be rude or anything, but one of your feet is missing.
What's happening? Oh, whenever I am very unhappy, I begin to vanish.
You vanish?
Vanish?
Yes.
Jeannie, you stop that right now.
I cannot help it, Master. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Now, don't fade away. This is your master talking.
I cannot help it, Master. If I am unhappy, I just...
Well, you get happy. I mean it. I may right now.
You think this is the right way to handle this happiness problem?
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. Let's think of happy things, shall we?
Oh, yes, Master. I do not want to vanish.
Yeah. Now, what about the picnic?
Oh, yes, that was a lovely day.
Oh, remember in the museum when you found your slippers, remember?
Oh, yes, I enjoyed that.
Hey, one of her feet's back.
Now, what about the time when when I stuffed the blue gin in the vacuum cleaner and you got rid of him? Remember, huh?
Yes, oh, that was funny. I could never forget that, Master.
Yeah. Hey, both her feet are back.
Oh, thank you, Master.
You just keep thinking happy thoughts, okay?
I will.
Good girl. Who needs a birthday anyway?
Nice work, Roger. Oh, I was only...
I can feel myself vanishing again.
Hold on, Jeannie.
Oh, I'm afraid I cannot stay if I do not know my birthday.
We're going to find out your birthday.
I thought you said there was no way.
Well, we have a way.
Yeah, it's known as a suicide mission.
Jeannie, just hold on. Give us a little time.
I will try, Master.
Yeah, just think about the time.
Don't say a word.
I was only...
Not a word. Come on.
Can I ask you where we're going?
To see Eric.
Can I say one word?
What's that?
Help.
Wait a minute. You know what's going to happen to us if we get caught?
Don't think about it. Roger. I want you to stay out here and warn me if anybody comes.
Yeah, I'll give you two sharp whistles. What is it?
We're just practicing.
Sorry.
Here. Will you hurry up? You've been in here over an hour.
Well, I'm almost through.
You know what you're doing?
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I just hope Eric knows what he's doing. I'm feeding him the information. We ought to have the answer in just a minute.
Yeah, if you ask me, look stupid.
Huh?
I said, if you ask me, look stupid.
Would you go out and guard the door?
Two sharp whistles.
Right, two sharp.
Major Healy. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, sir. It's a friend of mine that I'm worried about.
Anyone I know?
Well, not exactly, sir. You see, I have a 15-year-old cousin, and she fell in love with a milkman. Of course, the family made her to stop drinking milk altogether. That became a malnutrition problem. Of course, the Dr. Bellas.
Well, I think we've done it.
Do you?
Yes, yes.
Oh, hello, Dr. Bellows. What are you doing here, sir?
The question is, what are you doing with this machine, Major Nelson?
What machine, sir?
That machine.
Oh, Eric, I think of him as human.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
You haven't answered my question.
What question was
What are you
oh,
doing?
Oh, yes. Well, I was feeding it some information. I'm trying to find a certain date.
Yes, and if he doesn't find a date, a certain thing he's got going for him could disappear.
Oh, I see. You're computing a launch date.
Yes, you might say that.
Is the machine being helpful?
I certainly hope so, sir.
Well, I think the General Peterson will be very pleased that you're using it.
Yes, sir, he's going to get a real kick out of it.
You had no trouble programming it?
No, sir.
Good. Well, I'll leave you to your work.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, no, not now.
You're getting a readout.
Yes.
Can I see it?
Sir?
I said, may I see it?
Well, I don't think it'll be anything you'd be interested in, sir.
Oh, I'm fascinated by these machines.
May I?
Yeah, oh, all right, there you are.
No.
The entire store. Oh, yes.
You were born in the year 64 B.C.
64 B.C.
What kind of data is that?
Oh, well, I must have fed it some wrong information.
I had a case of indigestion.
Does it say anything else?
Yes, it gives a birth date.
It does? May I have the date, sir?
Major Nelson, if you think Eric is a Chinese fortune cookie, you're very much mistaken. In the future, if you want to use this machine, Captain Reynolds will program it for you. Is that clear?
Well, I'll just hold
I said, is that clear?
Yes. Would you mind giving me the date, sir?
As a matter of fact, I would. Now, you gentlemen are through with your games.
Gotta do this all over again.
Major Nelson!
What is it?
Major Nelson! Understand what I said.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, sir.
I had it in my hand. I had the date right in my hand. Do you understand that?
Well, we could have knocked Dr. Bellows down and taken it away from him.
Good thinking. Yeah, that's great.
Master, I came to say goodbye.
Goodbye? You can't go, Jeannie.
Looks like she's half gone already.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master, but when I'm unhappy, I just Oh, I have no control over this.
Jeannie, remember when I found you on the bottle on the beach and I opened it up and you were so happy? Remember that?
It is no use, Master. I'm slipping away.
Remember the time I let you drive my car? Remember?
Do not forget me, Master, please.
Major Nelson is using Eric to find out somebody's birthday?
I was there, sir.
Why would he do that?
I have no idea, General. Maybe we should ask Eric.
What?
Oh, nothing, sir. This is the date the machine gave him. He seemed most anxious to have it.
My mother was born on that day.
But not in 64 B.C.
64 B.C.?
Yes, sir. The person they were looking up was born in that year.
Sounds to me like Eric had a breakdown.
That's what they try to claim. No, General. There's something behind this. For some reason, this date is most important to Major Nelson.
But he didn't say why.
No, sir. I told him to stay away from Eric unless Captain Reynolds was there to program his questions.
I want you to rescind that order.
But why, sir?
Let Major Nelson use the machine anytime he wants to. Only he'll be watched.
That's an excellent idea, sir. He's going to Alaska for 2 weeks. I'll tell him when he returns that Eric will be available to him.
The next time the machine gives him any information, I want it sent directly to me. I don't want Major Nelson to see it.
Amazing.
What's amazing?
That it took a $5 million computer to catch Major Nelson.
A moonlight ride in the park.
A chocolate ice cream soda?
The time you suspended me over the pit of crocodiles?
That was funny. Remember the time you flicked me in the South Pole?
You happy now?
No, Master.
I'm sorry I ever had a birthday.
Jeannie, have I ever lied to you?
Yes, Master.
Well, I'm going to make you a promise. If you'll just hold on, I'm going to find your birthday. Your real birthday.
I will try, Master.
Good girl. Now, you just pop back to your bottle and I'll see you home tonight.
Yes, Master.
What's the matter?
I'm losing my power.
You mean you can't get out of the office?
No.
Well, you can't stay here.
You're not government issue.
Oh, what should I do?
Get into... Get in here. Come on.
I will try, Master.
Good afternoon, Sergeant. Are you feeling better?
Good.
Jeannie? Where are you? Jeannie?
Here I am, Master.
Are you all right, Jeannie?
I think so.
Good. You just stay right there. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, Dr. Bellows. Dr. Bellows.
Is your desk all right?
Oh, yes, fine.
Yeah. Everybody on the desk is a desk. Yes. I just came in to tell you that when you return from Alaska, you can have free access to Eric again.
Oh, that's wonderful, sir.
You'll be leaving in the morning, won't you?
Yes.
They're painting my office, so while you're gone, if you don't mind, I'll be using this office.
Oh, good.
What are we going to do, Master?
Well, we have to find out when your birthday is before Dr. Bellows moves in.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Raj.
Brought you a glass of milk and a donut.
A glass of milk and a donut? What for?
What for? At a time like this, you've got to keep up your strength.
I guess you're right. Well, let's get going.
Get going? Where are we going?
To see Eric.
Wait a minute. Look, I hate to sound like a pessimist, but this whole thing seems like a trap.
Well, it can't be helped, Roger. Eric's our only chance. And besides, look at the kid. She's really fading away.
Good luck, Master.
Thank you, Jeannie. And Jeannie.
Yes?
Whenever it is. Happy birthday.
Oh,